The Briarcrest Clippers men's basketball team had the closest of calls when it came to finding the win column against the Concordia Thunder on Friday night before falling just short. So they just went out and got the job done once and for all a day later. The Clippers outscored the King's University 9-7 in overtime and would go on to an 85-83 victory for their first win of the Alberta College's Athletic Conference regular season on Saturday at Margaret P. Reimer Gymnasium in Karenport. Matthew Bryant was the hero in overtime for the Clippers, draining the game-winning basket with 6 seconds remaining. He finished the game with 12 points as Briarcrest used a balanced attack throughout the afternoon. Moose Jaw Products' Riley Seaburn and Danny Mullins both had solid contests as well, with Seaburn the Clippers' player of the game after putting up 18 points, 9 rebounds and 3 steals. Mullins enjoyed one of his best games with the Clippers, scoring 14 points and grabbing 8 rebounds. Brolin Symes and Corbin Gengenbach also added 14 points each for Briarcrest. Against Concordia, the Clippers trailed 35-24 at half, but would rally to make things close before falling 80-74. Seaburn led Briarcrest with 21 points and 7 rebounds, Symes picked up 13 points. The Clippers women's basketball team remain at .500 on the season at 3-3 after also splitting their 2 games with Concordia and Kings. Briarcrest opened the weekend with a close 61-58 loss at the hands of Concordia despite trailing 38-29 at the half. The Clippers even had a chance to tie the game with 7 seconds left, but couldn't get the 3-pointer to fall. Amber Fichtner had a solid game for Briarcrest with 11 points and 10 rebounds, while Dory Sunderland had a 12-point outing. Against King's University, the news was much better, as the Clippers took a 46-30 lead out of the half and never looked back. Brooklyn Martins put together a stellar showing for Briarcrest, scoring 22 points and hauling in 7 rebounds, while Madison Beattie came off the bench to put up 17 points. Fichtner added 11 and Eve Dirksen 10 to the winning cause. The nationally ranked Clippers men's volleyball team ended up splitting their weekend set in Edmonton, taking a 3-1, 26-24, 22-25, 25-23, 25-22, win over Concordia on Friday before losing a heartbreaker 3-2, 25-23, 25-23, 22-25, 15-25, 15-8. To the King's University on Saturday. Karam Coleman put down 19 kills and had a pair of serve aces and 3 digs to lead the Clippers' offense against Concordia. Libero Brady Watchell racked up 13 digs, while setter Jeremy Martins had 10 digs to go along with his 39 assists. Against Kings, Coleman put down 20 kills to go along with 4 digs and 3 blocks. Jackson Anderson led the way defensively with 8 digs. The Clippers are now 4-2 on the season and sit in second place in the ACAC South Division. The Briarcrest women's volleyball team found themselves with a similar result to the men, winning their opener 3-0, 26-24, 25-16, 25-17, over Concordia before falling 3-0, 25-11, 25-17, 25-23, to Kings on Friday and Saturday. Faith Buhler had 15 kills, 2 aces and 3 digs to lead BC against Concordia. Setter Jess Zacharias had 10 digs to go along with 29 assists. Peacock grad Summer Okerstrom had 4 kills, 2 digs and a block. Julia Beer led the offense against Kings with 10 kills, while Buhler picked up 7 kills and Okerstrom 3. The Clippers hold a 2-4 record and find themselves in 5th place in the South Division. The men's hockey team were unable to find the win column in Red Deer against the Kings, dropping a 6-3 decision on Friday and falling 5-3 on Saturday. The Kings outscored Briarcrest 2-1 in each period on their way to the first win. Brandon Kelly had a goal and an assist for the Clippers, Zachary Tushushka and Joshua Weens had their other goals. Coulter Pollock turned aside 39 shots in the Briarcrest net. Things were far closer a day later, as goals from Cole Stevenson and Colton Akin saw Briarcrest tied 2-2 through 2 periods. Red Deer took the lead 4-27 into the third, but less than 2 minutes later, Caleb Granfield tied things up 3-3. That would be the last good news on the day for BC, though, as the Kings scored a pair of power play goals late in the third to take the win. Curtis Wiebe picked up a pair of assists for the Clippers. Dominic Timej had a 27-save performance in net. Briarcrest is now 2-4 on the season and sit in fifth place in the seven-team league. All five Briarcrest college teams are back in action this weekend. The hockey team hosts the Nate Ooks for a pair of games at Barkman Arena, 6 p.m. Friday and 1 p.m. Saturday, while the volleyball teams host Northwestern Polytechnic Friday and Nate Saturday. First serve for the women's team for both games is 5 p.m. Men's games go at 8 p.m. The basketball crews make the trip to Northern Alberta to face Northwestern on Friday and Nate on Saturday. Be sure to check out www.acac.ab.ca for all the latest scores.